Well, here we are back with another episode of the Christopher Scott Show. It's Sunday. Can't remember the last time we did a Sunday show. Been quite a while. I could be wrong about that. But I know one thing for sure. It's not something that we do a whole lot. And I'm happy to be here today, though. It kind of, in my mind, creates an opportunity for something a little bit more casual. Just a little bit more laid back than the 9-to-5 grind of Monday through Friday. At least that's what I hope to do here on this rainy day outside of Philadelphia. We're just getting pelted here. Our wonderful fire pit looks more like a duck pond than a fire pit right now. I looked over at the neighbor's yard. There seems to be a lake forming over there, and I'm getting a little concerned. We're on the high ground here. I started thinking, man, how long is this going to go on? I don't usually like to talk about the weather. Some people do, not usually me. But in this case, it's quite a bit of rain coming down, and we've been getting it here pretty good for a while. So we'll see what happens. Take it as it comes, right? Being that it's Sunday, I thought, well, what should we do? Maybe take a little moment just to say thanks. How about that? I don't want to get too spiritual or too evangelical, but I think it's easy to get caught up no matter what's going on in your life. You probably need something, and it's probably very important to you right now, whether it's your health or it's a financial issue or somebody that you care about. Chances are that there's some prayer requests that you have or whatever you, some worries that you might have, wherever you might place those in your life. And I think it's easy, and I do too, by the way. And I think it's easy to get caught up in all that and forget to give thanks for what we have. And doing that, we can step back and realize that, you know, sometimes even in the day-to-day grind, the day-to-day pain, that it's a pathway to something that's much, much bigger. And I don't want to lose sight of that. So for me, I wanted to give thanks particularly to my daughter today and my relationship with her. I wanted to tell you what's going on because it's, I was going to play the clip for you because it's extraordinary. I was working on these videos for the Christopher Scott Show as well as Project Chaos I've been working on. I'm pretty happy with the results. There's some things I think that could be tightened up. You know, it's, we don't have the most sophisticated setup on the planet, but I think it all looks pretty presentable and it's presenting very well. I'm not getting any negative feedback, so I don't know that we're getting any great good feedback either, so who knows, but I think it's okay. We're doing all right. We're getting there. We're tweaking things. Anyway, I asked my daughter to help out with that. I think she has a good eye, and she was really interested in the videos. You know how much that meant to me? You know, of all the work that I do with writing for books now and broadcasting, we're going to be coming up on 1,700 podcasts, and it's truly remarkable. As best I can tell, our download numbers for the first month since we moved over to Acast, they host over 100,000 podcasts. We're already in like the top half of all downloads. Is that great? No. And I think really we're in the top quarter. I just think the numbers haven't come in yet. We'll see. I want to be, there's a big difference between top quarter and top 10% and top 10% and top 2%. Huge, like, completely unknown versus well-known kind of thing. So we're going to keep working on it. In that regard, well, let me tell you the story of my daughter first. We're working on the videos. Everything's coming together well. I asked my daughter to take a look at some things. And in the process, I start showing her how to use this video editing software. And lo and behold, this 9-year-old kid starts running with it. And she says, I want to make a podcast. So she makes one and she videotapes herself. The presentation was unbelievable. Unbelievable. And I'll say this, I think it's a gift I'm giving my daughter that could pay off huge, huge dividends for her. We'll see what happens in that regard. But either way, it's very, very satisfying for me as a father to watch her developing like this. We talked to her mother and we agreed that if she was going to put anything out publicly, and I don't know that it's going to get to that at all, but if she was going to, that we don't want her face on the videos. She's a minor child. So she said, okay. And so she switched to a voiceover format. She did the first one of those. I gave her a little feedback on the content and the delivery. And she made the adjustments, comes back, does this 10-minute show. Blow your mind. Blow your mind. Oh, so I'm a proud dad today. I guess that's what I'm thankful for. Of all the things going on in the world that I can see. And it was really, it was one of those things, we're having her here in the studio. And we had two computers in here, and both have cameras and everything. You could theoretically do two at the same time, but not practically speaking. And I would have to give her a little space from time to time to do her recording. And anyway, it wasn't very convenient for me. We're a little busy right now to be shuffling desks back and forth. But I did it. I did it happily, I'll tell you that. So what are we doing here today? It's Sunday. We're 5 minutes in. And I wanted to just take a moment to share some of the personal details of my life, just to kind of explain to you a little bit of who I am. I think it's important, right? You're going to listen to me. You don't know anything about me. I think it kind of changes the story a little bit, doesn't it? It kind of changes a lot of things, really, in terms of the rapport that we have. So I think it's important to include those things in. And people are going to look at that differently, but that's just my perspective on it. But what I wanted to talk about today, I got an email from a great fan of the show, and he said, you know, if you need a break, why don't you replay some of the old stuff? And he mentioned a particular example. And he mentioned the work I had done on the Trump dossier. And I have an update on that, actually, a big update on that. And I do want to put that together. Part of my problem has been that I just haven't had the same passion for that stuff since I've started Project Chaos. And just hear me out a second. I want to be completely honest. As I've gotten into Project Chaos, I am loving the work I'm doing over there. I mean, it is a blast for me, huge blast for me. And I got into it, and I love this podcast too. That one's more fun for me right now. It's new, but I think it's going to just be more enjoyable to do. Doesn't have the same pressure. It's a different topic. So as I got, you know, I cut back to the 4 days a week, and I was actually considering taking this show down to like a once a week 1 hour or a twice a week 1 hour or something like that. And I am so glad that I didn't do that. I'll just cut right to the chase. In fact, if I had been smart, I would have ratcheted this show up to 6 days a week and ratcheted up the promotion much sooner. I'm kind of on my heels right now with all that. And just to tell you what's going on, this project grew to where it is based on search engine optimization, friends and family, and that's about it. Not even friends and family, because I didn't tell many people. I kept it basically a secret. But I was able to tap into an early list. Some of you are Michael Savage fans, Rush Limbaugh fans, and I was able to, you know, jump on their tags a little bit and to get some exposure to those audiences, and people heard me and liked my voice, and some of you stayed with me all this time. But there really has never been any promotion at all. As I got into Project Chaos, I knew, because I've been doing this for coming up on 7 years now, that there has to be a low-cost way of getting an audience, of getting new people in front of new people. Dan Bongino and many others before him did that by simply being on Fox News. You could go on Fox News, make a couple $1 million a year as a, you know, you're busting your butt doing that, man. You're working a grind. Talk about on your, whew, you're working 24/7 on that. And they're paying big money for that, right? Well, then, once they're done with you, once you're washed up and they show you the door, well, you take your audience with you, right? They can listen and they can still watch Fox News. And that's what's happened. Laura Ingraham, what's the other one? I forget her name. Megyn Kelly, many of the guys. Look at, what was his name? Glenn Beck. You know, he's another one. I don't know that any of these guys are necessarily so brilliant or any. And I'm not saying they're bad, by the way. I'm not saying any of them are bad, guys or girls. But it was, and they obviously were good enough to get on Fox News. I mean, you could start there, right? It's no easy thing. And Dan Bongino worked it the hard way. I don't know that he really got paid much at all to be on Fox News. He was going up there guest spots and built an audience out of it. And it's paid off for him. But you, it's gone, basically, for all intent and purpose. I don't think you're going to see a whole lot of that going on. Not the same way, anyway. And the people that they're bringing in, I don't think anybody's going to want to listen to their podcasts any doggone way. And I think you're going to have a resurgence of broadcasting as a result of that, potentially. I really do. I see a lot of problems with the broadcasting right now. The sports guys are lighting it up, I see. That's what I see going on. The news and politics, kind of like, this is stale. It's like, my impression of the news is the way I hear a lot of people talk about the VFW, which has changed, by the way. The VFWs, you go in now, I think, I can't speak to all of them, but pretty cool places for veterans for sure. But the impression used to be, the VFW is a bunch of old grumpy, miserable old veterans sitting around complaining. That's what news and politics has become. You know, this stinks. This is bad. It's really, really bad. It's really, 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 really bad. Every time it's bad, 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 bad. So a lot of these things have been going on my whole adult life. The lunacy just year over year. Yeah, they put a little different spin on it. Sometimes now they just ignore it completely. But at the end of the day, the problems still remain the same. What am I talking about? Border, debt, energy prices, inflation, all of it. Always been an issue every year, year over year. And the problems have continued to grow, and other problems have continued to grow with it. Anyway, where does that bring us to? Why am I talking about all this? Well, at some point, and I mentioned about the show and the growth of the show, and I should have went 6 days. I want to, I said new beginnings a week ago. I really am pushing. We got the video. We're going to be introducing some changes on the website. And it's all going really well, as well as some promotion. And let me tell you about that a second. You know, I don't really want to do much on the social media side. I went ahead and got the blue check certified on the Twitter, paid $186, sold my soul to do that. And after I did it, I'm like, first of all, my phone's going to turn into a burner phone. I'm like, with these apps and junk on here from this, I'm like, there's no way I'm carrying this thing around. Your phone, this is your new ID, government-issued ID. You better have an IP address they can track you back to. It's unbelievable, really. Anyway, don't get me started sacrificing myself. But, you know, what am I going to do? We got to get the word out. Gab has been great. I am blue check certified on Gab. I did write Gab a check, and I was happy to do it in the Gab's case. And it's paid off well. We ran a little test. So just to tell you, getting in front of people for low cost, how do you do that? Here's what we've been doing. Well, one is going to be the events coming up this Saturday, the book tour. That'll be a great opportunity to do that. And that should garner some. It's a lot of work to do that. You know, how many people are going to be there? 25, 50, maybe 100, maybe even 200. I'm expecting more like 50, but we'll just wait and see what happens. Take it as it comes, right? And, you know, if I get in front of 50 people, how many of those are going to go check out the show? We're going to see. I haven't done it before. We've been using magnets. Maybe you heard me talk about it. Put them on the back of the cars, the trucks. We got two different sizes, plus refrigerator magnets to stay in front of people. So it's all good. What do we do to promote? There's going to be some kind of paid promotion. The station, WWDB, is running throughout the day promotions for the show. That's all very good. Excited about that. We need to take it to the next level. We need to have a predictable way of day over day bringing in and exposing this show to new people. And search engine out there, they're just not going to do it organically anymore. Not to a little bit on Gab, but you know, you can do it through the groups. You go post in the groups there and you can tap into an audience there. And I think the same a little bit on Facebook, but it's really fizzled out. If you're not paying to put it in front of people, you're not getting exposure. So what do we pay for to bring people in? How do we pay to put an ad out? Because a lot of money gets wasted on this. You know, listen to Project Chaos. Listen to the Christopher Scott Show. That type of advertising is not really effective. It can be if you got a ton of money to spend and you're really looking to get out in front of a ton of people. But we ran a little test. We're looking for something more effective. And that is, I have these P38s. They're little can openers. And if you're a veteran and you'd like one, you're more than likely to go, welcome to go get one, go to projectchaos.com.org. Jesus, I got to stop that. Projectchaos.org, click on store, and it'll be right at the top there, P38. Doesn't cost you anything. You don't need a credit card. Veterans only, please. While supplies last, was my disclaimer. But I found a couple hundred extra of these things. And I thought to myself, Lord, what would you like me to do with these? Give them away, of course. What am I going to do with them? So I thought this is a great way. So we ran a little test, no promotion, just put out a post about it. And I'm mentioning it here now on this show, too. And I'll be anxious to see how many people come in. Well, the post that we put out, it performed very well. Very, very well. High converting. Well, you say, no kidding, you're giving something away. Yeah, yeah. We're getting a name and email and a mailing address in exchange at a very, very low cost and a high quality lead, in my opinion. We'll see. I'm not going to go all bonkers into that. This is the process I go through. We kind of create the campaign, if you will, the idea. I've been giving these out. And I'll tell you how veterans love these things. I was stopping at the local Wawa. And I see a guy getting out. I was leaving. He was coming in wearing a patch on his jacket, a Marine patch. And I said, hey, Marine. And he spun around. And I said, hey, I got something for you. And I gave him one of these P-38s. I said, you know what that is? He goes, yeah, John Wayne. I said, here, it's for you. And I give him my card, projectchaos.org. Check out the radio show. And it's great little advertising. Veterans love them, man. And I'm happy to do it. I bought these things in bulk. I'll tell you what happened. I've been doing this for years, by the way, long before this, just because something I enjoy doing. Go figure, right? I'm weird like that. But I had bought like a box of like 500 of these things. And I thought in the move a couple of years ago, we moved down here, I thought I got rid of them. I thought I just didn't want to move them or whatever. I was kicking them. I'm like, why would I do that? And anyway, there they were in the garage. I found them just like that. There's like 400 of them in there. I said, let's give them away. So go get one if you're a veteran. If you know a veteran, tell them to go over there. Projectchaos.org store. Tell them you know me. It's a real deal. I put a little letter in there, and we fold it up in a little index card so we can mail it in a regular envelope. And it's pretty cool, really. So anyway, why am I here? What are we talking about? New beginnings, promotion. I tell you all that with the magnets and the P38 to tell you that we will probably combine some paid advertising on social media, unfortunately, to give those away. But it's going to be a very, very low amount, as minimal as I can. The reason I tell you all is just to share some creative ideas that we're doing on the business side that we see working that don't involve big tech, man. You know, everybody tells you, oh, you need a social media manager, you got to get on. No, you don't. No, you don't. We're going to be doing some of that, and I'll keep you posted. And I think it's going to be necessary. I tell you this, though. You know, I look at the Gab crowd, and I'm thinking, how many of these people are really going to listen to the podcast? I think we're getting some from Gab. I really do. Twitter, though? I'm like, I don't know, man. Who's actually paying to be on there like that? And what they make you go through? I can't believe I did it. My doggone self. Here we are, new beginnings, it's Sunday, and 18 minutes in, here's what I wanted to talk to you about. I wanted to take a step back a little bit and ask, you know, what do we want to talk about going forward? Because I'm not a mattress salesman. You know, there's another whole thing going on with I hear people talking about it now with the emergency food. I said, I'm like, what's going on? All these guys are pushing this stuff. And they're making a lot of money on it. And these so-called solar generators, man, here's a funny story for you. I've been talking about this with the emergency food supplies. Now, we don't have any of the kind that you see out on these ads. And I'm not pushing any right now, so I'm not saying nothing about what I get. Maybe I will in the future, but it's not going to be right now. I'm not getting in the middle of all this. Well, you know, I was like, how do you know it's not a bucket of sand? So we also have these 1-pound cans of additional things from the same company. We have powdered eggs, some fruit. I forget what all we have in there. Freeze-dried chicken, I feel like, maybe. I'm not sure about all that. Maybe. But anyway, there's banana chips in the one freeze-dried bananas. I was like, I'm opening that thing, man. I did, too. I opened that thing. And they're good. They're very good, actually. So I'm confident that we've got actual food in ours. Should last a long time, hopefully. I want to talk about that a little bit more. But the reason I want to step in here today on a Sunday is just to say to you that I've been thinking about what I want to talk about here going forward. And I don't want to just be here, you know, Trump, Democrats, bad. I can't do it, man. It's not my thing. And not that every podcast has to be some deep philosophical dive. And it's one of the reasons why I'm loving the work over there at Project Chaos is it's just the depth of the conversations with my fellow veterans. But we do it here too. It's just, we do it in a different way. And I thought about potentially doing interviews and whatnot here, by the way, and we'll see, maybe we'll get into that down the road. We certainly have the audience for it. You know, I could do a lot of the same of what we're doing over there at Project Chaos. My main problem right now, I just can't take any more on. I'm just stacked right now until things get a little more efficient or I can get some help. So what do we want to talk about? Well, safety and security, you know, it's government's basic job, in my opinion. And I think we need to continue the conversations on that. The government spending problem, it's not a problem that's going to go away. It's only going to get worse. It can only get worse until it just goes bad. And we need to be prepared for that. Our military and defense is in serious decline. There's serious threats from this going on. I'm not a doomsdayer. I'm not sitting here predicting for you some massive collapse tomorrow. I don't see that. It's not my prediction. My prediction is year over year over year continued decline of our country. And, you know, like just 70s, you know, the late 60s and 70s and I mean, it might take 15 years to pop out of it. We've gone through periods before. It would take a very long time to pop out of it. Our domestic security and the problems there, as I dig into it, I'm going to talk about that tomorrow a little bit more. The Second Amendment at the same time being so whittled down, it's creating a very heinous situation. It really is. And you look at the Second Amendment, even people say, you know, what the founding fathers did or didn't intend or do. The Second Amendment today barely resembles anything of what's written there. How did that happen? Because we allowed it to. Our elections have been corrupted. And if you don't think that that's a big problem, something dawned on me with this, by the way. You know, Clinton stole the nomination from Bernie Sanders. The progressive left had enough of the antics in the establishment in the Democrat Party. Their pushback backfired big time. And the backfiring of it, that threat, my point is, really came from within. I think that's a reason why you see Democrats that are bowing down to these woke, progressive, crazy ideas. We'll talk more about all that. But the point is, for right now, is that the elections have become very corrupted. And there's no trust in them at all. How can there be? What's the only potential that leads to other than violence? I don't know how you'd say it can go any other direction. So it's something that we need to pay close attention to. Should we get involved? Do we get involved? Election supervisions, you know, things like that. Whew, we'll talk about it. How about basic issues? Infrastructure, trash and recycling. Every time I go out, it was starting to look like 1970s again. Just trash everywhere. The place looks like crap. Instead, we don't take care of any of these practical needs. And instead, there's climate change. Does that mean we stop picking up the trash in the meantime? I don't know. The First Amendment has been so whittled down, the Supreme Court refused to rule on this White House interfering with social media companies. This is really crazy to me, really, that they're going to allow this to go on. And you say, well, for the safety, you know, national security. What national security? The border's wide open. How foolish can we be? Give up your right to free speech for security. Give up your Second Amendment right. But we're going to leave the border wide open. Doesn't make any sense. I mentioned about, you know, the path to building an audience and podcasting today. as opposed to talk radio and being a hit on TV and then getting a radio show in that path. It's not much the same path anymore, and it has to be done a little bit differently. And I think it creates a huge opportunity. It really does. And I'm going to just keep reporting back to you, I think, some of the practical ways that I see that happening. And then I want to still talk about, you know, some of the personal development things and just share some of the things that work for me as I get older, as I grow my family. My son's 25, my daughter's 9, and we're certainly not perfect at all, you know, always looking to get a little bit better. But I try to keep a close eye on my habits and what I do with my time and how I invest it. And that's why I say to you, the work needs to be fulfilling for me. You know, to just sit here and if somebody said, you could do like voiceovers. I'm thinking, man, I would go nuts. And they're going to sit there and they want every inflection. And it's just not me. It's just not me. I just talk naturally. And to be locked in a box like that would be like putting a lion in a cage, I think. But anyway, I want to talk about those things. You know, I wrote a book about it, Be the Lion. And I'm not going to say I'm a subject matter expert, but I have something to say and something to add to the conversation. And I want to bring that here. I want to talk about, you know, being healthy, the ways I try to stay healthy. And I'm not perfectly healthy. I've got my vices, don't worry. One of them is breakfast sandwiches and Monster energy drinks, occasionally a little chocolate. And then sometimes I just have a carb day. I'm like, I need some pizza and cookies and whew. Good stuff. Pancakes. I wake up sometimes. I know. I'm like, I want steak and egg and pancakes. I was interviewing Big Teddy Daniels. He got shot in Afghanistan. We had him on the Project Chaos radio show. And he, when I spoke to him on the phone earlier that day, he's like, hold on. I'm pulling through the Chick-fil-A. He's like, I'm a little hungry. I gotta eat today. You ever get hungry? I'm like, he's like, I get 4 chicken sandwiches. That's what I'm talking about. I usually do 2. He's doing 4, but good for him. But anyway, staying healthy, not 4 sandwiches. Despite the vices, it is possible. I do like an 80% thing now. It's been my mold, you know, rather than trying to shoot for perfect eating and perfect days. Because it's just too disappointing. So I say 80%. You know, how am I doing this week? Well, I had a couple beers. We went out. I had some fries. So, you know, today I'll skip a meal. I'll have a cup of bone broth for dinner, and it just allows your body to rejuvenate. Now, you can't, you know, do 20-80. It's not going to work like that. You know, the bone broth isn't a magic ingredient. But anyway, what are you going to do? I like talking about it, being outside. You know, I'm passionate about that, hiking, something that I've always enjoyed doing, and cooking, barbecuing. I got to get my grill cleaned up. My green grill looks like a disaster up there. But even just practical things that we do, I think are fun to share. And then I'll just say this to wrap this up, the gardening, man, and growing your own food. And listen, I just said this to my daughter. It doesn't have to be an all or nothing anything. Rarely does life ever work that way. What do I mean by that? Well, I'm not getting chickens and all, at least not right now. I saw somebody were driving through this little suburb and right there, like off the road, was a little chicken coop. And I thought, oh, that's cute. You think you're going to survive on that? If things go get bad, I'm just going to come down here and take those things. Take them in the middle of the night. And anyway, I'm kidding around about that. I'm not ready to go to the chickens and rabbits and proteins and all that. But to have some vegetables and be able to grow some of our own food, that we have something. And also, I figure if I have to move into something more aggressive, at least I've set the groundwork for that. And I'm going to tell you, all the things going on right now in this country, if I could say one thing that would be very, very important, and it is the ability to grow your own food right now, I would seriously give that some thought. And even if you're in a tight area, an apartment with a balcony, maybe you get one potted plant you can grow on there. It's not going to do a whole lot for you, but at least show you what it's like and what's possible. And you could probably take it from there and do a little something else. And speaking of which, that's my plan this year. In fact, I got to get my order in. We're going to go to planter bags. That's what I was trying, plotter bags. What's wrong with me? Planter bags. Listen, it's the perfect raised bed garden. And based on our needs and the amount that we're looking to grow, I think it's going to be great for us. I have a great spot for them. I'm thinking my weeding is going to be done. It's going to open up a whole bunch of options for me. I'll keep you posted how it works out. I don't know. Maybe I'll crash and burn. We'll just have to wait and see. But you know what? I'm going to keep trying because that's really the key, just to keep putting one foot in front of the other. And that's what I'm talking about with this podcast. You know, we can't get too hung up in the sky is falling. It is kind of falling. There's a lot of bad things going on. A lot of people have lost their way in big, big ways. And I don't see anything to suggest it's getting better. What are you going to do about it? You're going to let it take you down? You're going to search through all that, or you stick together and work and find solutions, a way to navigate it in the best way that we can? I'm going to choose B. And in that way, I hope to see you back on Monday. God willing, it's going to be a great show. Sure hope to see you there. Make it a great day.